Ukraine security issue.
Ukraine has been granted EU candidate status. The leaders of all 27 EU member countries made the decision late Thursday at a meeting of the European Council in Brussels. Natalia Forsyuk, Director General of the Government Office for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration, said in an early comment that Ukraine would formally join the EU no sooner than in 2029. It's impossible to join the EU sooner because of the enormous amount of legislation that needs to be adopted and implemented, Forsyuk explained. President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed Europe's decision, saying it was a slap in Russian dictator Putin's face. According to him, Russia's war against Ukraine did not scare the Europeans, but quite on the contrary, united them. Never before in history has European bureaucracy worked so fast. This is a historic event, said the president.
Я вдячний за щиру допомогу, за віру в Україну. Я завжди говорив, що ми, українці, віримо у Європейський Союз, хоча ми і залишилися.
I'm grateful for the sincere help, for the faith in Ukraine, in Ukrainians, in all of us. I have always said that we, Ukrainians, believe in the European Union. Although we remained formally outside the European Union, our country probably had the largest number of flags of a united Europe. They were in the hands of our people during the revolutions. They have been in the hands of our people in the trenches since 2014. I believe that the flag of the European Union will be in every Ukrainian city that we have yet to liberate from the occupation of the Russian Federation. Ukrainian and European flags will also be together when we will be rebuilding our state after this war together. I would like to express special gratitude to our heroes. Each and every one who defends the independence of Ukraine with weapons in their hands defends the freedom of Europe, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Meanwhile, more and more Ukrainian soldiers and civilians die in the bloody war with Russia, defending their civilized choice and right to be part of the European family. The Russian army continues to destroy whatever Ukrainian towns and villages are within the reach of its missiles, bombs and shells. Dmytro Zhivitsky, head of the Sumy Region Military Administration, said that on Friday morning the invaders once again used banned weapons. They lobbed phosphorus shells on a village near the Russian border. A 13-year-old boy has both his legs severely burned by phosphorus, said Zhivitsky. Phosphorus burns everything around and is very toxic. It can cause damage to the bones and bone marrow and is fatal to tissue. The Donbas remains the epicenter of fierce fighting. The Ukrainian forces had to retreat from the embattled city of Severodonetsk, Luhansk region, that had been bombed, shelled and stormed for several weeks. Defending the city, they did more than possible under extremely hard conditions, their artillery being outnumbered by Russians by dozens of times. Now it makes no sense staying on the ruins and losing more soldiers, said Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration. According to him, the Ukrainian forces redeployed to new, much better fortified positions. The invaders have almost leveled Severodonetsk. Its entire infrastructure is destroyed. 80% of apartment buildings and private houses will have to be demolished, Haidai said. In the Donetsk region, 7 civilians were reported to have been killed and 4 wounded since Thursday as a result of Russian shelling. Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk Region Military Administration, said that all villages and towns along the front line were under constant fire and that the Russians used all weapons in their arsenal, including heavy artillery, multiple launch rocket systems and battle aircraft, targeting civilian infrastructure and residential areas. In the occupied and totally destroyed Azov port city of Mariupol, Russian invaders are reported to be building fortifications and digging trenches right behind residential blocks. According to the Mariupol City Council, the Russians are gearing up for Ukraine's counteroffensive and are going to use local civilians as a human shield. Construction works are reportedly underway on the city's northwestern outskirts, as the Russian military command expects Ukrainian troops to advance from the northwest. There is no chance for local civilians to leave the city. The Ukrainian Air Force Command on Friday reported a series of powerful airstrikes on Russian frontline positions and air bases along the northeastern axis. According to the report, Ukrainian bombers and ground assault aircraft destroyed a large ammunition depot, up to 30 armored vehicles and a repair base, and killed dozens of troops. Belarus may hand some of its tanks, artillery and other weapons over to Russia to beef up Moscow's forces in the Donbas or the Kherson region of Ukraine. Oleksiy Hromov, deputy chief of the operative department of the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, said on Friday. At the same time, according to him, the Russian army's capabilities are insufficient to launch a new offensive on Kyiv or other northern regions from Belarusian territory. According to the latest intelligence reports, under the guise of mobilization training at Belarusian army bases, they are preparing tanks, APCs, artillery and other weapons that were stored at their depots for a big handover to the Russian army, considering the significant losses of Russian equipment and better storage conditions at Belarusian depots. We do not rule out that those weapons may be sent to the Donbas or the Kherson region to beef up the Russian forces there. Also, Belarus is actively building military infrastructure on a former airfield in the Gomel Oblast, which is located near the Ukrainian border. We do not rule out that in the future it may be used as a Russian military base. Said Oleksiy Hromov. Since Russia invaded Ukraine in late February, more than 150 cultural sites have been damaged or completely destroyed, according to UNESCO's latest expert update. The list includes churches and other religious buildings, monuments, libraries, and buildings of historical or architectural value. UNESCO Director General Audrey Azoulay has called on Russia to respect international humanitarian law, particularly the Hague Convention on Protection of Cultural Property in the event of armed conflict. The UNESCO notes that three-quarters of the damaged and destroyed cultural sites are located in the Donetsk, Kharkiv and Kyiv regions. Fortunately, so far, none of the seven sites on the UNESCO World Heritage List has been damaged.